We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
About 30 hours away from Game 1. Penguins, Canadiens inside the bubble. The Penguins, the 5 seed. They had a 99% chance of making the playoffs when things went on pause. Their opponent, a 1% chance, and they had sold at the deadline, and here they are. Montreal giving an extra life. Do they even really want to be up there? Are they giving themselves any chance, they believe, that they can pull off the stunner here? It's only a 5-game series, and we've seen some huge upsets in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Just go back to last year when Columbus upset Tampa Bay. Wanted to run down a Montreal guest today for the show. Didn't want somebody that was just going to drink company punch and tell you how great the Canadiens were. So we found a guy. He's outstanding. He's a riot. From TSN up in Montreal 690, Tony Marinaro joins us, and he has some excellent videos of him just absolutely destroying and ripping into the Canadiens that I've seen on social media. So that was one of the reasons, Tony, why you were so appealing to me today. So thanks for joining us. How are you?
When you talked about one of those amazing videos, one of the videos that I had that went viral, actually, was about 3 years ago to the day, a couple of days ago. I was a spectator on the live Kelly with and Ryan show, and I got chosen to be the dancer on that day. So I thought it was my dance moves that you were referring to.
No,
that's
no,
the video that I thought you saw.
I got to find that one, Tony. What have you been saying about this Canadiens team in this series all week on your show?
Well, look, like everyone in Montreal, I've been saying that they're the underdog, obviously, because the stats show what the stats show, and anyone who would say otherwise is an idiot. Having said that, you and I know, and we've done this for a while, that upsets happen all the time in sports. They happen, as a matter of fact, every night when there's sports, there's at least one game that's an upset, and that's why the casinos and the bookies make money and the bettors don't in the long term. I really believe, and I'm not saying the Canadiens are going to beat the Penguins, because if I had to put money down today, I would say that the Penguins would win this series because I think they're just far superior in several categories. But I believe that this year could be the craziest playoff series that we've ever seen. And maybe if all the favorites win, it wouldn't surprise me. But if a lot of favorites don't win, it wouldn't surprise me either. Let's take a look at what's going on. For the first time in league history, there's been an interruption in play from the middle of March to the end of July. So now there's no home ice advantage. All the teams are playing in a hub city. We don't know in what state of mind players are. Some players may be thinking about their families. Some players may be missing their families more than others. Some players may be there but not want to be there. Other players probably are in better condition than some players are. Some players probably took their conditioning more seriously. There are some guys that are going to be able to reestablish that chemistry that they had in some lines and some players, and some maybe are not. I mean, how many things do you want to get to here? There's so many... There's no more home ice advantage, like I said. There's no more fans giving you that energy. There's once again a stoppage of 4 or 5 months. So there's a team that maybe had some momentum going in that now all of a sudden has lost it. Are they going to be able to get it back? And playing a play-in instead of playing a playoff is a best of five. Now, more often than not, the favorites are always going to win in a best of seven. And the favorites are favorite to win in a best of five as well. But there's more of a chance of pulling off an upset in a 5-game series than there is in a 7-game series. So, do I think the Canadiens are going to lose? Yes. Would I be shocked if they beat the Penguins? No. Would I be very surprised if they beat the Penguins? No.
Does their front office, Tony, even want to win this series, given that they could get the number one pick if they lose it? I mean, I'm serious, though, and yeah. I'm going to butcher his last name. Lafreniere is from the suburbs of Montreal. Would that not be like the perfect storm?
Well, you didn't butcher his last name. You got it right. Alexi Lafreniere is, look, he's not a Sidney Crosby, and he's not a Connor McDavid. He's not a generational talent. But what he is he's projected to be a guy who will score 40 goals in the National Hockey League and pick up at least a point per game and maybe even more. He's dynamic. He's electrifying. He plays his best in pressure situations, and he grew up here, and this city has been dying for a 40-goal scorer for the longest time. They've been dying for a point-per-game player for the longest time, and imagine a kid who grew up like 30 minutes from Montreal. So does the management team want to win? Well, if the management team would look into a crystal ball and would see that they would only last, let's just say they would only win one series, but on the flip side, they would win the lottery and they get Lafreniere, well, then no, they wouldn't want to win to get the number one pick. Does the owner of the Montreal Canadiens want to win? If it means only winning one series and getting Lafreniere, no, he'd rather get Lafreniere. But there's no certainties of getting Lafreniere, right? There's only a 12.5% chance. If you lose the play-in, you have a 12.5% chance. Now, I look at it a little bit differently, right? I've been on the whole rebuild thing for the longest time, and God forbid they didn't listen to me and they didn't want to go with the rebuild, and it just seems like they keep on patching every year. And at one point, they got a little bit younger, so they called it a reset, and they didn't want to call it a rebuild. Mm. I look at it this way. If the Canadians lose the play-in, they got a 12.5% chance at Lafreniere. If they play, do they realistically have a 12.5% chance of winning the Stanley Cup? Because I don't care about winning one round, winning two rounds, winning three rounds, and the guys play and they get experience and this and that and blah, 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 blah. That's all good. I don't care about that. The goal in professional sports is to win a championship. Even if you get to the final, what's the use of getting to the final if you're not going to win the championship? So you can cry about how close you came, but I look at it this way. Do the Canadiens realistically have a 12.5% chance of winning the Stanley Cup? I don't think so.
No.
I'd rather they go the way of trying their luck at the draft. Yeah. But you cannot tell a coach. A coach wants to win. Claude Julien didn't make the playoffs last year. He didn't make the playoffs the year before that. The year before that, he did when he came in the final 20 or 30 games of the regular season for the Canadiens. The 2 years prior to that, he did not make the playoffs with the Boston Bruins. Claude Julien wants to win. He's not going to play his third and fourth lines more than he's going to play his top two. And he's not going to play his 4, 5, and 6 more than he's going to play his 1, 2, 3. And he's not going to play his backup goalies. So the coach is going to try to win. He's wired that way. The players are going to try to win. They're wired that way. What do I want? I want the Montreal Canadiens to get a French-Canadian superstar.
Yep.
Because if you take a look at the talent on the ice, Pittsburgh have Crosby and Malkin. They won 3 Stanley Cups. Washington have Ovechkin and Backstrom and Kuznetsov, and they got John Carlson. And they won a Stanley Cup. The Boston Bruins at the center ice position at Bergeron and Krejci, and they have Marchand, they have Pasternak, and they've won a Stanley Cup. And the Los Angeles Kings won a couple of Stanley Cups with Jeff Carter, and they had Mike Richards, but they had Anze Kopitar, and they had Jonathan Quick in goal, and they had Drew Doughty, and they had a big team, and Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews and Duncan
right.
Keith and Seabrook. I mean, the list goes on and on. The bottom line is to win a Stanley Cup nowadays, you have to be able to be at the bottom where you're going to get the luxury of drafting 1 and 2, 1 and 3, 1 and 4, 1 and 5. Generational players are close to, and that's how you win a Stanley Cup. The Canadians, they don't have those kind of players, and this is what they need.
Tony Marinaro from TSN in Montreal shooting it straight on the Canadiens and their state of affairs coming into this series starting tomorrow night. I don't think you're going to pull any punches on Carey Price. Tony, the players seem to think he's the greatest goaltender of all time. He wins that player poll survey every year. Numbers aren't great. You watch him every night. What is he at this point in his career?
Well, okay, so this is we got to be fair here. So to be fair, he doesn't play on the best team in the National Hockey League. He doesn't play in front of the best defense in the National Hockey League. And it's become increasingly difficult for a goalie to actually be the best player night in, night out because of the rule changes and the fact that the league has adopted a more younger, more offensive kind of style and brand of hockey, all right? So it's not as easy as it used to be. But he's not the goalie that he used to be. He's not the goalie that was 6 years ago that won all those individual awards. I'm sure that, look, still he's a very, very good goalie. There's no doubt about it. He's top five in the league. I think there's no question in anyone's mind. At least I don't think so. But I think part of that poll, and who am I to say this, but I'll say it anyway because I have an opinion and I have a mic, so I'm free to speak. I think a lot of that has to do with he built up a certain reputation 5 or 6 years ago. He represented Canada at the Olympics. He won Olympic gold with Canada as well. He has that reputation of being one of the best goalies in the National Hockey League, so he's getting that respect from the players. There's nothing that has shown me over the last couple of years that Carey Price is the best goalie in the National Hockey League. Top five? Yes, we can make that argument. To show me that he's been the best, even though he doesn't have the best team, no, he hasn't shown me that. And it's about time that he actually does something in the playoffs, you know. Look, in back in 2010, Yaroslav Halak.
Yeah, don't tell us twice about that, Tony. We remember that, okay.
He beat the Washington Capitals pretty much single-handedly and stood on his head against the Pittsburgh Penguins as well. And the Canadians beat the Penguins in seven in round one, the Capitals in seven in round one, and they beat the Penguins in seven in round two. And then they ended up losing out to the Philadelphia Flyers. Carey Price, even though the Canadians were able to make it to a conference final versus the New York Rangers, I think, which was in 2014, he wasn't able to play the way Yaroslav Halak played. So, look, everyone's waiting for him to give that kind of performance. It could be this year, but, you know, at the end of the day, and I understand the Canadians were in a predicament, but you don't tie up $10.5 million on your cap for a goalie. And I don't know about you. I don't pay for tickets when I go to a game. I have the benefit and the luxury of having a press pass so I can get to watch the games myself like that. But I don't pay money to watch a goalie stop pucks. I don't. I pay money to watch a player score goals. I pay money to watch offense. And so, once again, and we'll come back to Lafreniere, you guys have that luxury in Pittsburgh. I mean, you had it with Mario Lemieux,
yep.
And you had it with Jaromir Jagr, and you had it with Sidney Crosby, and you have it with Evgeny Malkin, and it seems like you guys have had it forever. I mean, there's no one on offense, with all due respect to the Montreal Canadiens players.
Yep.
I mean, the top goal scorer they've had on this team has never scored more than 33.
Yep.
Right? Their top point getter picked up 72 points last year. He dropped by about 25 or 30 points this year, and he's starting the season on the series on the fourth line.
All right. Yeah, Tony, before we let you run, last thing. Do you buy into it all? And no one's picking Montreal to win. No Canadiens media, no Penguins media, no national media, but a lot has been made of, you know, here's Montreal's style, possession team, their discipline, they don't beat themselves. Just, you know, very well-coached sort of team. And maybe they can frustrate the Penguins and cause the Penguins to take unnecessary risks and bad penalties. Do you buy that at all?
Well, I buy the fact that Claude Julien is a good coach who's been there before and won a Stanley Cup. I buy the fact that if you take a look at Corsi and you take a certain possession numbers, that they do pretty well in that respect. But, I mean, having possession versus most teams is one thing. Having possession versus Sidney Crosby, Jake Guentzel, and Connor Sherry is going to be one thing. Then you have to go up against Malkin and Zucker and Rust is another thing. Then you have to make sure that you avoid getting penalties, because if you go in the box, those guys are going to absolutely kill you. You're going up against a team that has pedigree, was won before. So, yeah, there's certain possession. Look, back at, I think it was the end of October, the Canadians went into Pittsburgh. They won by a score 4-1.
Yep.
Mario Lemieux said after the game, you know, the Montreal Canadiens played boring hockey. So, clearly, that game got to Mario. It got under his skin because the Canadians did go into Pittsburgh and play a defensive game. I would copy that, because at the end of the day, what are their chances if they open it up against Pittsburgh?
Zero.
Zero.
Yep.
So that's the way they're going to have to play. Defend and counter. And, you know, personally, I would use Max Domi and try and make him get under Sidney Crosby's skin as much as possible to try and throw Crosby off his game. Because if Crosby is not thrown off his game and he's on his game, chances are he'll probably decide the series.
Tony Marinaro, TSN, Montreal Habs lunch, giving it to us on the Canadiens. Thanks, Tony. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
There you go. I like the Lemieux pronunciation in there, Chris. I was a big fan of that.
Pierre Maguire gives us, I think, that same ilk, but Tony's was even more pronounced.
Man,
he threw it on the Jagr, too.
There's something to be said about bilingual people. I've got a respect for that. You have command over two languages. Props.
Yeah, I thought, you know, one of the many things I said, I should learn a new language during quarantine and during all this pandemic time. Yeah, it hasn't happened. I think my English has actually gotten worse.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.